Man, if we're not hungry when this show's over, you don't have a pulse. We're talking today. Let's see. Let's start with Dave Casper. He is the ACF Rochester president, and we're talking about the Professional Chefs and Cooks of Rochester. And it's all part of the American Culinary Federation of Rochester, right? Is that how am I doing, Dave?
Yes, that's correct.
All right? All right, get a little closer, Dave. All right, we also have Mike Macri over here, the 2019 Chef de Cuisine of the awards dinner we're going to be talking about. How you doing, Chef?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you.
Okay. And then Ashley Chung is the chef and leader of FoodLink Career Empowerment. And you guys will be benefiting from the event we're going to talk about.
Yes, we will. We'll be doing a station there to showcase some skills, and then they'll give us a check. Which we really appreciate.
That's a good thing, huh? So you guys are all chefs.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So I'm feeling really inadequate right now. So let's talk about what the Professional Chefs and Cooks of Rochester organization is all about. Why is there an organization of chefs? And what kind of work do you guys do? And what's your mission, I guess you would say, Dave?
Okay, good morning. Yeah, this is David. About ACF Rochester. ACF Professional Chefs Cooks Association of Rochester is a group of culinary professionals, educators, culinary students, and food purveyors gathered to promote good food, ensure proper sanitation, and increase the profile of food service workers at all levels. You could say our mission is, as a chapter, we are dedicated to helping our members advance their careers through certification and education. We bring to our members the latest trends in the industry while instilling in our junior members the need to learn basic skills of good cooking and baking. We center our monthly meetings around food education and networking with fellow food and beverage professionals and enthusiasts.
Okay, so, all right, that's the official line right there.
That was good.
That was.
Right.
So you guys, do you set up parameters for training? Is that it? I mean, do you go to culinary schools locally here to help train young people who want to get in the biz? Would that be correct?
We accept everybody who has a passion for culinary skills to grow their careers. We have people who in every facet of the culinary world, pastry chefs, chefs, cooks, people who are just interested in culinary activities, we take them all.
You take them all. Okay, so but how do they come to you is what I'm, I think that's what I'm thinking. Do you guys have, you don't have a school per se, do you?
No, we do not have a school. We do have a lot of programs to help educate. We really encourage education through all our members. And we are here as part of our mission to help everybody to find the pathways that is going to fit their needs.
Okay, now... David, you're the president. You are at the chef at the Rochester Presbyterian Home now.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
I think I want to end up there someday. guys, if they have people of your caliber in the kitchen,
they are quite happy.
And Mike, Mike Macri, you do the same thing, chef.
Yes, I'm at Cloverwood Senior Living. Currently, where the event is going to be held at the Genesee Valley Club. I worked there for a total of 17 years.
Okay.
But I moved on to Cloverwood Senior Living, trying to get a little more, life, maybe.
I guess.
Life out of the kitchen, maybe.
Well, everybody knows the restaurant business is tough.
Yeah.
You know, the hours are crazy, and you guys are at a stage where you're not necessarily 9 to 5, but it's more of a 9 to 5 idea, right? Wouldn't you say?
That's right, yes.
Yes, correct. Now, Ashley, you're a chef also at FoodLink. Now, I often think of FoodLink as just providing, food to people and organizations. I didn't know there was is there an educational program through FoodLink? Is that the deal?
Yes, there is. So, yes, we're very good at providing food to people in need.
Right.
We also found that there was a high need for people to find sustainable jobs and to get educated and to live out their dream to be chefs. So recently we've partnered with the ACF. We'll be certified for them. We have a New York State apprenticeship called the FoodLink Career Fellowship, where it's a year-long program teaching people culinary skills and just ways to have sustainable employment and work in this tough industry. So we've been lucky. We've been able, FoodLink actually hosted the Chef of the Year event this year, which gave our students a really excellent opportunity to be around great chefs and see an awesome competition, something like you'd see on television. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have the experience of getting to network and meet with some of these great chefs, like Michael and David right here. And then we will be certified by them. So they'll be coming through to FoodLink to look at our kitchen. And we'll have that stamp on us, that ACF stamp on us now. So
The last time you did this dinner we're going to talk about was 2019. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is that the one you won, Mike?
I won that in 2019.
Candegua boy. You know, we're Candegua boys. You know, Candegua boys got to stick together.
And then, you know, COVID hit. And then we took a little, obviously, I had to take a little break.
Okay, so it said you won. The Chef de Cuisine, what was your...
So when you win Chef of the Year, the next time we have the dinner, the person that wins the Chef of the Year writes the menu for the next dinner. So I'm the Chef de Cuisine, so I'm in charge of writing the menu and making sure that menu goes out correctly. And, you know, the dinner is... Going to be
so if he writes the menu, then you guys have to do his menu? Is that the deal? You guys have to prepare the dishes that he tells you?
As Chef de Cuisine, he is overseeing the facilitation of the entire event, however he sees fit for us to do it. We are going to open up with a cocktail hour, and we're going to have three stations serving appetizers. FoodLink is graciously accepted to do one of the stations. The MCC education program has decided to do a station, and Country Club of Rochester also, who is led by our Vice President, Sean Flaherty, they are also going to do a station.
MCC, so, that's Baranza, right? Is that her?
No, Evelyn Lanick.
Oh, okay.
She All right. is the educator at the MCC culinary program.
Gotcha.
So she's going to do it. Michael Speranza is also with us. He's going to be providing entertainment.
Oh, okay.
He is a very talented musician.
So let me ask you this. Let's talk about the event itself. It is on Monday, April 11th.
That's right, yes.
At the Genesee Valley Club. Genesee Valley Club, very nice club.
And the reason for that is we generally hold all our meetings the second Monday of each month when we meet. So Mondays traditionally is the best night for chefs to be available.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, yeah. It's also my wife's birthday, but...
Well, you can bring her there for a beautiful dinner.
So this sounds... Yeah, so this... if people are into food, this is going to be an event they want to check out, right?
This is going to be a top-notch event.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how do we get tickets?
There will be a link. You can go to acfroc.com/events, and tickets will be available for the events, open to the public. There is space. It's limited. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to get in there.
Gotcha. No, it's .org. If I'm looking at this correctly.
ACFROC.org. Yeah, right. That's right. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, no. I was just, as soon as I said that, I looked down and saw that. So what other challenges when we're talking, because we know about the situation in the city of Rochester, that FoodLink is going to be benefiting from this evening of dining. Mm-hmm. What is the funds going to? Because what's our biggest challenge right now in feeding Rochester and the...
Wow, that's a great question. So our biggest challenge in feeding Rochester is the fact that a lot of our urban areas and some of our outlying counties are considered food deserts.
Yeah.
Which means people don't have access to healthy, nutritious food, to good produce and things like that. So nutrition and health is what this money's going towards, and it's actually going towards funding our program, which is the FoodLink Career Fellowship,
right.
Making sure that people have a place to come and live out their dream of being a chef and continuing that. You know, there was a time when chefs didn't have healthcare and things like that.
Right, you know,
it was really tough. So I think pandemic gave people an opportunity to sit down and see what they really wanted to get out of the industry.
Right.
And then the industry was able to respond and to come back and say, there are some things that we're lacking and that we need to come back and figure out for our employees and for our chefs. Yeah.
All right. You guys are all chefs here, so this is a weird question. But let me ask you this. Do you think, because I wish I was a chef. I wish I could cook well, you know. I can grill decently, you know. But do you think that reality TV shows and stuff like that and food networks and stuff like that have brought a bigger level of respect to your profession, would you say? Do you think people aspire to it more?
Definitely.
Dave's got this look on his face.
I would say definitely. I think it's given a lens to see kind of behind the scenes.
Right.
A lot of it, some of it's real, some of it's not real.
Like, well,
I think,
sure. Yeah.
A lot of people think chefs are still screaming at people and throwing things, and we all have accents, you know?
That culture has completely changed. I think it has definitely drawn a lot of attention to the culinary kitchen and some of the excitement, which there is. This is the reason that us chefs do this, because we have a great passion for it. The great thing about a lot of these programs is if you're watching, there's a lot of great tips and things that you could learn, and that inspires you. And that's where you should keep your primary focus in your cooking, is what is inspiring you. And that's what you should learn about.
I've gone down many rabbit holes on YouTube. Just, you know, here's the best way to do a steak. Here's right. the best way to do a burger.
You can sit there all day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. There's so many things you can. There's nothing you can't figure out on YouTube. Right, I mean, it's right. there. You know, if you want a recipe, Ashley's got something.
I will say this. You can get the experience, and you can get the true sense of what it's like to be in a kitchen and to be a professional from
right,
YouTube.
Right.
So programs like the ACF and going to really work in these places is really where you'll cut your teeth and become a real professional. So we're here for that.
And there's jobs available in every kitchen in Rochester.
Oh, yeah.
If you need work, go to a kitchen, go to a restaurant, go to a club, and tell them, I would love to learn culinary. I would love to come and work in your place, and you will start working.
Is that where you guys can come in and help and assist? Is that something that you guys would do?
I know I can. So the Food Link Fellowship, you can go to foodlinkny.org. It's a year-long apprenticeship program where we actually pay you to learn.
Okay.
And for people who have barriers to employment, traditionally educational or even, all types of things, you can come and learn to be a chef and get paid to learn, and we'll find you a good job.
So we don't have to go to CIA to get a real job in town, no? Is that what?
I think it's more hands-on experience is the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can attest to Ashley with the fellowship program there. I've taken on many, few of his fellows over there, and it's just a great program that they have running over there. So, you know, definitely look into that if you're into changing your career or want to get into culinary. It's
well, yeah,
a great
like
program.
if you're you're just cutting your teeth in a diner or something like that, and you really are into it and you're pretty good at it or something like that, and you want to go to the next level.
Absolutely.
Get involved with the ACF Rochester, and there's enough people there networking that will help you out, and there is so many people there who would be happy and thrilled to mentor you on your way, your career path, where you want to get to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, gentlemen. So we're talking about your big event here. Tickets available now to the public at acfroc.org. And it is Monday night, April 11th, over at the Genesee Valley Club, a very nice club on East Avenue. And if you're is this a bad word? A foodie? Is that
all.
A bad word?
Not at all.
No. If you're a foodie, you're going to want to check this out. And then, of course, the money raised is going to help Ashley's program.
Yes, and of course, we're celebrating Chef Sarah Kelsey, who is our 2021 Chef of the Year.
Right on.
She is the executive sous chef at the Genesee Valley Club.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we were thrilled as a chapter to partner with Food Link last year. After being shut down from COVID, I was chosen as president in March of 2021, and my vision was to get us busy, get us out, get us involved in the community, giving back, getting our members active. It was really important for me to partnership with some other community organizations, and I reached out to Chef Ashley and Food Link, and we developed a relationship. We hosted our competition there where Chef Sarah won. She is very impressed with the program at Food Link. And as our winner of the Chef of the Year, the Chef of the Year gets to choose any charitable organization to donate $500 too, and she chose FoodLink. So that's why they're getting the $500 is because that's Sarah's choice.
Chef Macri, so any clues on what we're going to be doing on the 11th there? Or?
So, yeah, I do have the menu for that night.
You do?
Besides the...
can you give us a hint?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're almost out of time, but
sure. Yeah. So the first course is going to be a pasta and crab dish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the That'll second course is the main entree is going to be a seared Manhattan filet. And so this is something maybe you've never seen before or...
What makes that a Manhattan?
Yeah.
it's a strip steak that's cut into to look like a filet mignon.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's cleaned up very nice.
I told you, if you're not hungry by the end of the show, you don't have a pulse.
Good.
And of course, dessert following. So, and then there we have many other things with the program that evening. Also, along with the great food, like we said in the beginning, the stations, hors d'oeuvre stations, is going to be.
Professional chefs and cooks of Rochester, part of the American Culinary Federation, the ACF Rochester Chef of the Year Award Dinner. It's Monday, April 11th, Genesee Valley Club. Get your tickets now at acfroc.org. Ashley, one more time on FoodLink. How do they get a hold of you? They want to get into a program?
Yep, FoodLink Career Fellowship. That's foodlinkny.org. And just look for the FoodLink Career Fellowship. And we're accepting applications for our September class.
Gentlemen. Thanks so much, Chef David Casper, Chef Michael Macri, and Chef Ashley Chung. You guys are great. I'm hungry.
Add in.
No, show's over, Dave. No, I'm kidding.
I'd be remiss if I did not mention our MC is Paul Guglielmo, who has volunteered his time to bring some excitement and help to just manage the whole event. In addition to the Chef of the Year Award, ACF Rochester will also present the Culinary of the Year Award to Chef Rosita Caritti Miller. We're going to present our Chairman's Award to Ben Giabroni and Company, and we will be awarding the Purveyor of the Year Award to JFS Curtsy. They will be receiving all those awards for all they do for the food and beverage community and how they help out our organization.
That sounds great. That sounds wonderful. But I want that Manhattan steak right now. Chefs, thank you very much. Good luck with your event.
Dino, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dino.